All right, you wonderful, faithful, loyal listeners to AM 1100 WCGA, wonderful and foundational Coastal Georgia. This is Marshall Wood returning for segment number 4 of program 1 of The Bigger Picture. America's past, present, and future written in black and white. And I got cut off a little prematurely on my screen against the white religious community, particularly in white pastors. I'm coming back to that in program 2. But now I just want to make a little point about, those good folks in the black community, and particularly those like Fannie Willis, who I'm going to discuss at length here in just a few minutes. These, in the question, what's wrong with Georgia, pseudo-black, pseudo-Christian, largely female leaders that are preaching a gospel of Marxism, of envy, and of hate, using virtue signaling from the historically venerated Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta's Fulton County to validate their divisive, culturally Marxist venom. I'm going to say it because I want to say it. I call her Fat Fanny. She give me the willies, who is the daughter of a single-parent attorney, but a former Black Panther who became an attorney, who raised his daughter, I would have to assume, in the venom of the Black Panther movement, actually, that has its connections to Dr. James H. Cone and some others that are not directly related to, but they mutually affect each other. And black churches are full of it, are full of it. What's wrong with America? How about Senator Warnock, wealthy pastor of that venerated Ebenezer Baptist Church that Dr. Martin Luther King made so famous. Senator and Pastor Warlock, whose generous salary and perks violate the guidelines of what a U.S. senator or congressperson can earn in addition to their salary from the American government. Do we hear anything about that? Probably not, because if it's black and it's Democrat, it's sacrosanct and cannot be touched. It's why something like Fat Fanny, she give me the willies, DA of Fulton County, can hold such good people in contempt. Let me give you an example. Here are the 19 people that she is attacking. Besides Donald Trump, the most effective president in American history, John Eastman, former dean of the Chapman University Law School of Southern California, an attorney. Mark Meadows, the chief of staff for Trump. Sidney Powell, wonderful lady, an attorney who met with a person you've heard about, sort of from this area. Lynn Wood, who was driven from his Georgia legal practice because of his great loyalty to Trump. Kenneth Chesbro, an attorney. He addressed the ballot issue with Georgia Republicans. Jeffrey Clark, a U.S. Justice Department official who sided with Trump but got buried by the Justice Department. Jenna Ellis actively promoted the truth about the election fraud. She was an attorney. Ray Smith, strong advocate in Georgia for election fraud, an attorney. Robert Cheeley, an attorney. He had video clips of election workers at the State Farm Arena in Atlanta who were said to be counting votes 2 or 3 times. Michael Roman, a White House aide, director of Trump's Election Day operations. These are people, again, that have been indicted. David Schaefer, Georgia GOP chairman, who stood strong for Trump. That was his crime. Sean Still, finance chairman of the Georgia GOP, who stood strongly with Trump. Stephen Clifford Lee, a pastor who approached a woman who allegedly pulled a bunch of fake ballots from a suitcase. Harrison William Prescott Floyd, known as Willie Lewis Floyd III. He's the director of Black Voices for Trump. I wonder if he's any relation to Fannie's dad, Mr. Floyd. Huh. Anyway, they don't like black voters for Trump. Travian C. Cuddy. She addressed the Freeman issue. That's the woman with those alleged fake ballots. She's a publicist. She's indicted. Kathy Lehman, chairman of Coffee County GOP. She allowed a forensics team to check the accuracy of the voting machines. Dominion voting machines. Scott Graham Hall, a bail bondsman, participating in checking the Dominion voting machines for tampering. He let him do it. He was a bail bondsman. Misty Hampton, elections director of Coffee County. She provided access to those doing the forensic analysis. And lastly, Rudy Giuliani, America's greatest crime fighter. 19 productive people, outstanding citizens, majority of them attorneys, and yet this, I hope she was merit-based, occupant of Fulton County's DA office, with roots in the Black Panthers, obviously having an agenda, a political agenda, and this nation of cowards allowing her to continue in that without taking the proper action that probably could be taken. But you can't touch a black Democrat, and particularly a black Democrat woman. Our world is so screwed up by white guilt. Ladies and gentlemen, this program will continue to point these out as we can in the weeks ahead. So please join me now for the final segment. We're going to do something very unique. See you in a few.